Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Press and go. Just press and go.
That's our motto.
Life's a show when you just press and go.
No, literally, that's our 2024 motto.
Just press and go.
We don't have time for glue. We need to just press and go.
Stop with the glue. Glue is so 2002.
Wow.
We're talking about impress, press on falsies, and press on manicure. The Impress Press-On Falsies are these lashes that require zero glue. They have a variety of different styles. I personally am a fan of the natural and also the wispies. I like applying a few just to the corner of my eyes. And honestly, this is faster for me than applying mascara. It is so quick. I gotta also tell you the falsies, one thing I forgot to mention, they're the underlash. It's underneath the lash. So they look super, super realistic. No glue, just press and go.
Speaking of press and go, let's talk about the Impress No Glue Manis that I am obsessed with. If you follow me, you know that I am in my press-on era right now because I do not have time to sit in the chair at the salon like many of you for like 2 hours. And that's fine because thanks to Impress, you can have a super fabulous mani in seconds. You don't have to apply any glue. They come in all different styles. And the Impress manicure has a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days.
If you want to try the no glue mani or press on falsies from Impress that won't damage your nails or lashes, just go to Impress. That's impressbeauty.com/Los Angeles. And then use our code Los Angeles to check out for 25% off Impress manicure and press on falsies.
Hi, Kirby.
Hi, Sarah.
Welcome to Los Angeles. Okay, we have another very exciting episode today because today our guest has a bevy of iconic clients and is a true skincare expert whose job is to keep some of the most famous mugs in Hollywood, like Jennifer Aniston, Emma Stone, Emily Blunt, and Linda Evangelista, looking their very best. Please welcome Georgia Louise.
Woo! I'm so embarrassed.
Why? Because she's humble.
Yeah. Please, I'm blushing.
She's humble.
She's so proper versus Kirby and me.
We're just she's yelling so proper all the time. Compared to the accent that I literally tried to
really
tell
like
Georgia.
It up right now. Yes. Britishness in my voice.
I literally just want you to just say whatever you want because I love fabulous. Your accent
yeah.
so much. It's fabulous. So as we mentioned, Georgia Louise is one of the world's most sought after facialists. She received professional training in France, Switzerland, and the UK, and then established her practice in London in 2006. And her famously acclaimed atelier was launched in Manhattan's Upper East Side in 2012, offering high-end, non-invasive facials rated as the best facials in New York City. So her facial treatments are designed to naturally and instantly lift your cheekbones and brows, de-puff and brighten the face, and soften fine lines and wrinkles without the need of Botox or fillers. And let me just tell you, her face massages are orgasmic, to put it bluntly.
Goodness.
Truly.
Baby, your mouth.
I know. I should be putting time out.
G-rated. Jeez.
Sorry, this is X-rated today, ladies. But she now has a location at the Albright in West Hollywood, which they have graciously let us come record in today. So we are so excited to be here with the fabulous Georgia.
Well, honestly, I just gave you both the biggest hugs. I mean, when I see you, I just smile.
Oh my gosh.
It's really lovely to be here.
The pleasure is all ours. Thank you so much for taking time to come on
and
the pod.
Look how big this room is. Are you kidding me? Like, we have a whole event room.
We could literally do cartwheels.
We can have a party here.
Truly.
I mean,
yeah.
By the way, the bar's over there.
Yeah. It's 10 o'clock in the morning. We're to grab some wine.
It's actually pretty stacked.
Some champers.
Okay, so as we mentioned, you have an amazing roster of clients and you work with a lot of iconic brands, including one of our Los Angeles favorites,
La Mer.
In case you didn't know, Kirby and I are big fans.
Yes, we love La Mer.
So can you talk a little bit about how you got into the celebrity world of skincare?
Yeah, you know, it really just sort of like I stumbled across it. It wasn't anything that I was going after. And, you know, I treat everyone, you know, from, you know, the student with acne to, you know, the caretakers because she has like rosacea to every day, you know, men and women, right?
Yep.
So I think I just decided that this was my passion and I really focused in skincare from a very young age. I mean, listen, I started doing skincare when I was 16.
Wow.
I had my first practice in London when I was 19. So not that I had any business experience, but I just knew that I had these hands that I just had to express through giving facials. And then you know how these things work out. You have a beautiful client who comes to you inside, when I say beautiful, and then they recommend them to their friends, and their friends recommend them to their friends, and then one of their friends could be a celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
And so suddenly, you know, you just literally fall off your chair when you get the phone call, when it's someone's assistant calling in for you. And you're like, wait, what? Who is that person? No way, it can't be. And that's how it happened. It was just literally, you know, a friend of a friend, you know, like domino effect. And then once you have one lovely celebrity in, well, the chances are they're going to tell the other lovely celebrity person, and so on and so on. And then, like, to give you an example, you know, like 2 years ago when I was working with the Ocean's crew, Kate Blanchett, you know, she absolutely loved her facial, and she then told Anne Hathaway, and then so on and so on. It's the same thing, for example, you know, Jennifer Aniston, you know, the cast of Friends, where she told Courtney, and then she told Lisa, and then so on and so on. And so it sort of like ends up being like this community of awesome people that are just knowing that when they come here, they feel safe, it's very private, it's very bespoke, very intimate, and just very, very real.
Yeah, and I mean, I think that's, it's similar to how we recommend facial, you know, like if our friends text us, we tell them, oh, we love Georgia, we love Shawnee, you know, we love all these
it's
women.
It's the best way because you trust your friends and obviously they're glowing and you're like, what did you do to your face?
And you know, it's not like you would never like pick up a magazine and like, you know, it's not like back in the 80s where you would go back to the back page and like, you know, ring a circle and like call up the number.
Like Allure, yes. Like Allure, or even the beauty directory in Allure.
Or Vogue too.
Right? You would know about stuff because there was never an Instagram. It was like, okay, I need to go back in the back of the book and like find out where I'm going. But now it's literally us communicating to the world by like social media.
Totally.
I have to ask.
I know.
When you had like your first celebrity client, were you so nervous?
I didn't sleep for 24 hours.
Oh my gosh.
Well, I mean, I
sweated from every oracle that I had. I was like, okay, I didn't know what to do with myself.
Can you say who it is or do you not work with them anymore?
Well, I can't really say who it was, but I do have so many of them, and I can tell you that I was pretty nervous with Linda Evangelista.
I mean,
because, you know,
that's like her money maker. I mean, all of your clients, that's their money maker.
Yeah, and
their
I was like really nervous about when I first met with her. That was kind of like, I felt really intimidated because she's like my idol.
Because she's an icon.
She is an icon.
And I can't believe I'm touching this person.
Right.
The other person that I couldn't sleep for, and I think you'll all have to like agree with this, is Anna Wintour.
Oh my God.
When I got the phone call,
I just got goosebumps.
I didn't know what to do with myself. I'm like, oh my God, this is like, she's either going to make my career or she's going to burn my career.
Totally.
It's like in or out.
How do you decide like what you're going to do?
Well, how do you decide what you're going to wear?
Oh, that too.
That's the biggest.
I heard she doesn't like black. So I'm like, well, I'm an esthetician. I mean, you always wear black.
Totally.
So, so that was probably, honestly, like I've had some, you know, incredible clients coming my way. I'm very lucky and fortunate for that.
I bet you charmed Anna, though.
1,000%.
I tried to crack a joke, but it didn't really go well. I brought everything but the kitchen sink because I actually went to her house.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's a pleasure to meet you in my very, like, you know, English accent.
Yeah.
And I brought everything but the kitchen sink. And I literally had my massage table. I had cheese. I had like a suitcase. And I literally did like have everything like that. And she just looked at me for a hard 5 seconds. It was like, for me, it was like an hour. She just looked at me.
Yeah.
Oh, the come inside. Come inside. And I was like, you know what? Like, I can't joke with Anna Wintour. Like, this is very serious. I'm buttoned
this
up.
This is
and that's
business.
It. I'm just doing business.
I'm sure she was laughing inside. It's hard for her to crack.
She didn't crack.
I'm sure that she enjoyed it.
I have to tell you guys, this is completely unrelated to skincare, but Anna Wintour has a masterclass. Have you heard of this?
Yeah, I'm dying.
It's so good.
Yeah,
Patrick and I, my boyfriend, we watched it together because she gave some really great tips on just how to be a good leader and a good manager, and he manages so many people where he works. So if you guys are listening and you're looking for some inspiration, get the masterclass subscription and watch Anna's because it's absolutely fabulous. Okay, so we talked about how you got into the world. It's very obvious that you care so much about making others feel good. Like,
definitely.
And I'm sure that you get this question a lot because being a celebrity facialist, it just comes with the territory. But, you know, you're no BS type of gal. How often are celebrities getting treatments like yours? And what else are they doing lifestyle-wise to make them look so good? Because I think it's very overwhelming right now. Like you said, with social media, with so many products out there, so many treatments to get, the typical woman is like, I'm not a celebrity and don't have all these unlimited resources. So what are, like, let's just be real. How many facials are they getting at a time?
I'm going to be blunt about it.
Yeah, right? No, please.
And I don't want to name anyone because it's really
uncomfortable. No, it's okay.
But if you're an A-lister, then you're going to be coming every other week, you know, and if you're in your 40s and 50s and you really want that because your career mm-hmm. depends on your skin,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I had a very famous celebrity tell me that in a text, like, you know, I need you to come because my career depends on my skin looking great.
Yeah.
And then if you're an A-lister,
yeah.
you know, like the budget's not going to be there, then you're going to probably come, you know, every, like everyone else would, we always say come every 4 to 6 weeks. So it really depends on, like, you know, the status of them, you know, what they're doing. Are they on TV? Are they modeling? It really depends on what kind of, like, you know, client it is.
Totally.
But honestly, I have to say it's every other week.
And are they doing a lot of the same treatments? Are you mixing it up? Like,
completely
what?
Completely mixing it up.
Okay.
So it's sort of, we could talk about what they do for the wellness as well, but it's like their whole job is to get up at 5. It's like, you know, the morning show. They get up so early. They work out. They probably have a personal trainer. Mm-hmm. A lot of them will do yoga and stretch. They probably do boxing twice a week. It's really intense. So mm-hmm. they put their physical energy every single day. Whereas me, I'm like, if I'm lucky enough to like spend an hour a week on my physical fitness because I'm so busy. But they get up early for it.
Yeah. Yeah,
it really is incredible, their discipline. And a lot of them will have nutritionists, you know, mm. and they will probably will have a chef coming in advising them on their, like, food, which I see a lot in my celebrity homes mm-hmm. that I treat.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll also do things that are, you know, for well-being and are more of a holistic nature, such as acupuncture, you know, or have, you know, IV drips, for example. There's so many things that they do.
Totally, and so many resources that just the normal person doesn't have at their beck and call. Like, obviously because of their status and obviously mm-hmm. their resources, the money.
And location-wise, too.
Totally. Like, I feel lucky that I love LA.
God.
LA is just my favorite place in the world.
And we are also...
It's like the hub of wellness.
Yes.
Right.
You know, it's like you could find anything here.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
And feel like $1 million because you've actually got people here that can really make you feel better
yeah.
from inside out. You
know, exactly.
And the amount of healers that you have here, it's like a healing hub. Whenever I come here, there's always someone new to me, you know, whether it's sound bowl healing or whether it's just like magic healing. You know, it's honestly, it's
yeah.
incredible.
Yeah. Kirby and I have... Obviously, we talk about this all the time, the privilege of being able to receive treatments from people like you on like a pretty regular basis.
Totally.
But it's like, what do you recommend for, you know, people who are, you know, living not in LA, not New York? Like, what should they be doing sort of to recreate a celebrity glow?
Well, I think also they need to be in focus about having skincare as part of their lifestyle, right? So it's not just about when you go to the visit, it's about what you do in your home with your skin and taking your skincare seriously as you would with the hands of a professional like me. So making sure, first step is make sure that you have the right products, because you know what happens is you end up buying stuff because it's like cult or you've heard about it, but honestly it's not working for your skin. So my biggest step is get a consultation, stay on path, try not to like buy all these trendy things. Use them on your body, it's fine, and your feet and hands, but your face is your face. You only have one face, take care of it. Make sure that you exfoliate twice a week with a good enzyme. Make sure that you're using masks as well twice a week. And make sure that you have a couple of modalities, such as New Phase, which I adore, or
yep.
my Pulse and Glow, which is the electronic sheet mask, or
oh,
the
yes.
LED mask, for example, or even my new EGF, which is the Hollywood EGF facial, mm. which is all about microneedling to like repair the skin. So get device heavy at home.
Okay.
And then see an esthetician, you know, once a month for a really good overhaul for your skin. And a lot of the times what we see on our face is a result of our insides. So whether we have like a leaky gut, for example, or whether we have, you know, we're having a hormonal breakout or we've had too much to drink. So we have what we say is like a face map, different meridians that basically channel what's happening So it's important that you also take care of the inside by making sure that you are marrying up good skincare with holistic health. So whether it's through a nutritionist, whether it's through some, you know, functional medicine guru that you find and love here, or even acupuncture, get everything in sync. So don't do one without the other. Put your money into your general well-being, not just your skin well-being, if that makes sense.
Oh, you okay, so you hit so many things that I want to touch on. First of all, we're definitely going to talk about the new device that you launched later in the episode. I do want to talk about the Pulse and Glow too, because it's amazing. Definitely. But I love that you said, like, if you do buy into a trendy product because you see everybody talking about it, if it doesn't work on your face, like, try it on your body, like hands, neck, décolleté and stuff. That is a great piece of advice, because I feel a lot of times people, when they do invest in these skincare products, they want them to work so badly on their face that they just keep using them, hoping for the best. And it's like, after a couple of weeks, it's time to say, okay, this isn't for me.
Right. Like, and you don't have to waste it. You can just use it on the rest of your body.
You know, another tip as well is, like, to get, like, you know, go somewhere and buy like a 100ml bottle and, like, fill all your creams into a bottle and use it as a hand cream.
Oh, yeah.
So I do that quite a bit as well. I just, like, fill everything into, like, one, you know, and just pump it out so that I don't waste anything. Because, you know, you just get so much stuff, well, particularly you ladies. I'm sure you get sent so many things.
Yes.
That's such a good tip.
Yeah. And I've been crazy about my body, like, just in the past year, like, just taking it all the way down. So I'm putting, I mean, all the way down to the tip.
Kirby just did like a body roll move.
You did the whole, like, mermaid thing. You should put the hyaluronic acid down your cleavage.
Oh.
You
know,
a little peptide.
Little pep for the
in Europe, it's all about breast care and, like, chest care. So, like, when I was trained, you know, France, we actually see the breasts very much as part of the facial.
Yeah.
So it's interesting. Like, we would actually put a clay mask over the breast while doing a facial.
I have yet to do that. So no one has masked my boobs.
I mean, honestly, I've been using, like, I'll use alpha hydroxy acids, like, and lactic acid. I'll put it literally all the way down my neck, onto my shoulders, and down to my breasts.
Yeah.
Just because I'm like, you know what? I'm going to be 33 in a couple of weeks. Like, I want to make sure my neck and my décolleté looks as nice as my face that I've been working so hard on after all these years. And also, just, like, my personal tip is, if you go crazy with, like, a moisturizer or a product that you're using and you feel like you want to wipe your hands on something,
wipe on your arms.
Yeah,
totally. Wipe on your arms.
Totally.
And your forearms. True. Okay, so in your opinion, what part of somebody's skincare routine are people getting wrong? Like, is there one thing that when your clients come to you or any client comes to you, you're like, ugh, this is the consistent thing people are messing up?
Yeah, it's a couple of things. One is, like, extractions. Oh, my head is it. I went
Kirby.
I'm bad.
Kirby,
I'm like,
picks.
Okay, bravo. Yeah. Now you're going to have a scar there. And then, you know, what happens is that you're not the professional, and I know that we all sometimes see a white head and it's like, it's still going to come out, right?
Yeah. Totally.
Do you really wash your hands 3 times? Do you really, like, do you have alcohol wipes in your bathroom? No, probably not. Did you just steam your face to open up that pore? Probably not. And then you end up stretching your elasticity. And so when you get to the beautiful age of 26, your elasticity isn't like an elastic band anymore. Mm. So you, the end consumer, which is the client at home, you're prodding your skin in the wrong way. And so you end up actually creating an enlarged pore and creating more damage. So the biggest misconception is, don't, you know, pick your zits at home. Mm-hmm. Leave it to the expert, because more importantly, not because of the bacteria infection, which is the other point of, like, spreading infection when you pop your own zits, it's really actually about, you don't want to enlarge your pores. That's one. Mm. And then the second tip is, I'm so dehydrated, but I keep using more moisturizer. I'm like, well, okay, moisture is really about the oil content. Really, you need more of the water-based serums for the hydration. So I'm like, well, what are you using? I'm using so much moisturizer. I'm like, well, what serum are you using? I'm not using a serum. Well, there you go. Mm-hmm. Like, your skin needs to drink serum. So I always find that people forget about hydration and what hydration means and what nourishment means. And so they get that mixed up. So that's one of the biggest things that I see as well. And SPF, Oh, God. I mean, we could go on, right, about SPF.
Totally.
But we all know that it's a matter if it's winter or if it's cloudy.
Yeah.
That UVA is coming from every direction. It hits the floor, it's in your face. That hat's fabulous on your hair, but you know that the sun's reflecting on the ground. So
we still
you've got to keep using SPF. every day of the year.
I love that you talked about hydration versus moisturizing, because I just went on a tangent about this.
And we just talked about this with Shawnee, right?
Shawnee mentioned this too. She was just like, people don't understand the difference. Yeah. And so they're using like a ton of facial oils when they really need a serum, because obviously oils are super trendy right now, which is great, but it's like not a substitute for like actual hydration. Mm-hmm. And then what? Oh my God. Okay. So yes, I do.
Okay. But you're also different because you are using a Lancet. Like, you know what you're doing at home. You're not the average person is popping their pimple. However, just go to Georgia.
There's an episode where literally like I'm talking about I'm like using a little Lancet and getting in the pore. I know. See, Georgia's scalding me. She's scolding me.
And scalding with her eyes.
Scalding. Rah.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, you guys, even though we have talked about this on the podcast before, like, when in doubt, don't touch
and
it.
And we've all done it before, and we know that the outcome is bad.
It's a poor outcome.
You know, it's like an addiction.
Yeah,
I know.
It's like you can't stay away from it. It's there, and it's bugging you, and it's just like, you know what? It drives over your body, and it washes over you, and you'll go straight to the mirror, and then before you know it, you've done it, and you're like, oops. It's like, why did I light up that cigarette? Not that I smoke, but it's like that addiction to like, it's an addiction.
Totally. You know, they make like toys now where you can like, it's like Play-Doh underneath these holes that you can like press and stuff comes out.
Stuff.
Yes. They have a whole family of them. They're insane. You can brush their hair, you can plait them. You could like have different colors coming out. It's insane.
What?
Yeah, it's really quite
What
cool.
a world. What a time.
It's a Play-Doh
What
world.
A time.
Oh my God. I like need this for myself.
Okay, so you obviously have magical hands. Orgasmic hands, as Kirby would describe, and you use, you know, non-invasive treatments to perform your work. Right. How do you feel about fillers and wrinkle reducers? Are you 100% against them? Is it okay sometimes? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, and that's really like a question, and it's something that we all battle with, right? Because you always want to be natural and organic. Let's be honest, like, we all would rather be natural and not have to inject our faces.
Totally.
But then sometimes what happens is, you know, you haven't done the prep work, you haven't seen an esthetician, you haven't been doing the devices, you've had too much sun, you're not taking care of yourself, and then you get to a point, you look in the mirror and you're desperate, so you call the dermatologist and you end up with an injection that you really didn't want, but you got there in the end, right? And it's that ultimate like satisfaction where you look in the mirror and it's done, presto, it's fantastic. So I'm not against actually any type of injectable. I think injectables are great for like tweakments. When I say tweakments, I mean tiny, teeny, teeny, tiny. So for example, you know, don't go in looking for a different version of yourself. You want to go in for a better version of yourself. So why are you going in? Are you going because you're tired and you need to feel underneath your eye? Are you going in because there's a crease because you're frowning all the time and it's really bugging you? Well, just go in for that one thing. Don't go in and be sold on three or four things, because the chances are you'll have a leftover syringe, and before you know it, your dermatologist will be shooting that syringe in every part of your skin,
and then
it just gets carried away. So I think it's actually really about mindfulness and tweaking versus then overloading the skin. And also remember that, you know, wait for it to like wear out. Like, I don't think that anyone should be rushing in every 3 months. Like, wait for it to really like run out, because you don't want to overstretch the skin, you know.
Totally.
And remember that hyaluronic acid is the main, you know, substance in a lot of these fillers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And say, for example, like Restylane, you know, so it attracts 1,000 times its water weight to the area. So if a gradual treatments with your dermatologist, you're going to be filling your skin. And then what happens if you go too much? You get pillow face.
Yep.
It's all that water that's actually been agitated to go in. So stop filling the face with that water that's coming in. Like, don't let it flood in. And you see that a lot. So take it less.
I think that's like a really interesting point, because sometimes I get on Instagram and I'll see women specifically when they're pregnant and they haven't been able to keep up with their Botox and their filler, but the filler is still there and they have almost like a clay look to their face. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
It's like they've been molded in a way. I'm going to show you a picture, Sarah. Okay. Sarah's looking at me confused.
Yeah.
You just, as a pregnant woman, you fill up.
Yes. And so
like you have this extra like water in your skin.
Yes.
That just fills you from, you know, the outside. So you just have this like perfect, like polished clay look like skin.
Yes. And it's like, it's really interesting to see, but also I feel like sometimes with the filler as well, depending on where it is, like it can make these really harsh, lines.
So you're saying like they myself? Haven't they haven't been able to get fillers, get touched up.
Yep.
And so then it ends up looking.
They end up looking. I mean, it's not like obviously when you're pregnant and you do get a little bit fuller, like that's gorgeous.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about like when you have filler and you also puff up from the pregnancy and you can see these, I want to show you a picture.
Yeah. I understand what you're trying to say. Yeah. So essentially it's like where the filler is and then suddenly you find out you're pregnant. Well, obviously you would never do any injectables mm-hmm. when you're pregnant.
Yep.
And then you start filling up and then your face changes shape. So you can see where the filler is under
yes.
the skin. It's like a crease under the skin.
Okay,
yes.
There
that's
you go.
What you mean.
Yes, it's
got
like
you.
A crease. Thank
there,
you.
Kirby.
Thank you. Sorry, I did not explain myself well, but I've seen
yeah,
so many
see
of
I've
these pictures.
You see it sometimes with, you know, on TV when you're watching like your favorite like personality.
Yes.
Oh, look at that. Why is there a crease there?
Yes.
Mm. Yeah. I'm with you.
It is the weirdest thing. So I really love your take on that. Like, just go in. And you're so right. Because if you go in and you're like, I want this, 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 and this. They're like, well, we have, you know, more of your syringe left. Where do we put it? Mm-mm. You're
and
so right.
And
just
also
be like, no,
now,
thanks.
It's pretty amazing because there's so many different variants of, you know, like filler. And there's now a new one that's coming out in 2020, which basically prevents the binding of water in your skin. So it means that you're just really filling a substance. It's not going to attract any other water.
Wow.
So that's coming out in 2020.
Ooh.
So that will be interesting for people that don't want to have that pillow look, that look.
Yes.
Like, fish.
Yes.
You know, ask and inquire about what are the different fillers that you have.
Because yeah.
Trust me, I don't know whether you've ever discussed it with your dermatologist, but there are so many different types of fillers on the market.
Yes.
And you really want to understand, well, which one are they injecting in?
Absolutely.
Is this going to last for a year? Is this going to last for 6 months?
Oh, yeah. There's like Voluma, there's Restylane, Juvederm. There's so many different options.
Ones.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. That's a really great point. I love that you brought that up. Okay. So this is kind of like a rapid fire thing.
Okay.
I mean, you can go as long of an answer as you want, but
okay.
we want to talk about treatments because obviously like this is your
sure.
chef's kiss moment. Like this is what you do. So what's the best treatment for acne?
LED light therapy, calming, soothing, antibacterial.
Blue light?
Blue light.
Love it. What about fine lines under the eyes?
Radio frequency.
Yes.
It's like a hot line massage. And it's instant as well.
Yeah.
It literally like smooths away the lines and creases instantly. It's fabulous.
And it feels so good
and
too.
It's like a hot stone massage. Fabulous.
Ooh. Jowls.
Microcurrent.
Microcurrent. Mm-hmm. Which we're going to get to in a minute. And then dark circles under the eye.
Dark circles under the eye.
Yeah.
Massage. Lymphatic drainage.
Wow.
See?
Look at that.
Did I do it?
In like
you
a minute.
It. You killed it. Oh my God. That was perfect.
Hope everyone was taking notes.
I was actually nervous that you were going to be like, well, it depends. Nope. You got it.
Okay,
what a professional.
Okay.
Yes.
Sarah.
All right.
Why don't you take this one?
Okay.
We're getting X-rated again.
Okay. Earmuffs on the children. So you created something called the penis facial.
I did not create that.
Okay.
I actually called it the EGF facial. However,
okay.
Dear client, Kate Blanchett called it that one.
All right.
Okay,
well, thank
that
you.
Is why.
FYI,
okay. So you created something. Let me rephrase.
Be
you created
clear.
Something that Kate Blanchett called the penis facial.
Mm-hmm.
Can you please elaborate?
Well, yes. Well, I mean, she's got a great sense of humor, and got me into a lot of trouble and a lot of requests. I actually had someone even recently. Say that they were Kim Kardashian's publicist and they were looking to get some, you know, stem cells from foreskin and whether or not that they could send it to her. And it was obviously like a fake call. But even to this day, I've been haunted by the penis facial.
Oh, no.
So
where to go, Kate?
You know, listen, I mean, I think we all know that the future of skincare is bright with, you know, epigenetics and, you know, DNA, transformative ingredients, and stem cells. Stem cells really are what are making the big changes in our skin. And so as an esthetician or a dermatologist or a plastic surgeon, you're always looking at ways to change and rejuvenate and restore skin cells. And one of the ways is stem cells, right? And so for the most part, there are many ways that stem cells can come from. One of them are from plants, you know, apple stem cells, for example, different types of fruit stem cells. Other ways are through the umbilical cord, which we know that we do that with our babies, through the gut, and then actually through, how do I say this without being horrible, circumcised foreskin.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and there's like, it's quite controversial, right? You know, there's a big thing when Oprah was like, you know, using this EGF serum and it backfired because they realized the source came from this foreskin.
Yep.
And the people are like, oh my gosh, you know, you're killing, you know, these baby penises. Like, how dare you? I'm like, Well, hold on, we'll back up just a second. Number one, I'm not using any foreskin in my product. It's actually synthetic. So it's mimicking the same response as a real stem cell from a foreskin.
Okay.
So let's hold it right there.
Okay. So let's make sure that that is, yes.
So let's back up. So essentially what's happening is that, you know, in a lab, you're actually synthesizing that process. So you're taking the, a progenitor cell, you know, from a lab, and then you're recreating the synthetic version. So what obviously happened was that, you know, the whole of Hollywood thought it was hilarious. And so suddenly I'll start getting emojis on my phone, like, oh, can I come in for the facial? I'm like, okay, well, obviously I know what they want. And so I called it the EGF facial, which is epidermal growth factor, which really is a key ingredient in this stem cell that we're using. And it just became this insane thing. And before you know it, you know, everyone wants this EGF facial that our dear friend Kate called it the other thing with the P word. And I can't really embarrassingly say the P word ever again. And that's what happened. And so suddenly I woke up, it was like Daily Mail.
Of course, the Daily Mail.
And I was like,
the Daily Mail.
And of course.
I'm like, what happened? It really wasn't that. You know, it was actually something very honest.
That's the last time we call it that.
Yes.
So just for the record.
Have some respect. Put some respect on the EGF name.
No one's been harmed. It's babies, you know, aren't been harmed in Korea. honestly, so what is this facial? Well, essentially, it's you've got these incredible stem cells, and then, well, how do you get them into the skin? So there's three ways I do it. So one way is with microneedling the skin, but I also use galvanic current to deliver the ingredients deep down into the dermis, and then we infuse the skin with light therapy. And it's this beautiful treatment. It's not just about microneedling your skin and you're out the door. It's actually a 90-minute process where you get the nice TCA, your skin's really well prepped, you then get microneedling, followed by the, you know, application of stem cells with light and galvanic. And it became this really popular treatment. So that's what...
Is this like a red carpet treatment, something you would get before, or...
Yeah. I always recommend doing it 3 days before an event because you're a little bit like, you know, red after doing the microneedling with the professional version.
Sure.
Yeah, but truly an amazing transformative facial.
I need it.
I mean, next time we have to try that.
Yes.
Yes. You haven't tried that with me yet.
No.
Okay, next time.
I would die. I know. Next time we meet.
Yes.
My precious Georgia. Okay, so let's hit galvanic currents, treatments. So you created the Pulse and Glow.
Yes.
And it's really cool. To describe it for you guys, there's a sheet mask component.
Yes.
And then this little, it looks like a headset.
Yes.
A little headset, but it goes like onto the sides of your cheekbones.
Yes.
And it's a microcurrent facial. Is that the best way
to
describe it?
It's a galvanic facial.
Okay, so yeah, can you describe the difference?
So it's so interesting because when we hear the word current, our brain takes us to microcurrent because that's what we know, right? Like as a consumer, we all know about microcurrent now. You see like there's different, you know, variables in the market to like stimulate your muscles. So one thing that really isn't like massively out there on the market is galvanic current. And galvanic current was actually used, you know, in the 60s to actually penetrate medicine into the skin versus doing injectables. So galvanic current basically is a driver to push product into the dermis. So when you think about galvanic, think of it as skin health. And when you think about microcurrent, think of it as muscle toning. Skin health.
Okay.
And so this genius like hands-free device was really enabling people that were using sheet masks to penetrate it threefold. It's going in a lot deeper. You're stimulating the microcirculation. You're getting a nice, like, beautiful, lasting glow. And so that's what it is. It's subsensory. Subsensory means you don't feel a thing. It's like painless. And it's literally like sending all those lovely active ingredients deeper and deeper into the skin.
So it's different. I mean, obviously it's different from microcurrent, but like microcurrent, I feel like I always get a metallic taste. Mm-hmm. I can feel it sometimes, like my eyebrow will twitch a little bit, or
so
my lip.
One you'll get like a warming sensation.
Oh, okay.
It's really quite nice.
Yeah, that's so exciting.
It's like really difficult for me to have like listen to you talking about all of this and not experience it on my face, like as we're talking about it.
I can get them out right now.
No.
Oh, so then we're gonna lay down.
Yeah.
And
so
end
be
this.
Be right back, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah. And that was it. So no, I mean, you've been doing this throughout your entire career, like really have been the one to kind of put this on the map for so many people. And so, like you said, having like an at-home device is something you should definitely invest in if you want to have
really,
the upkeep.
Honestly, yeah.
I agree.
It makes a huge difference. If you can't see your esthetician frequently, then you know what? Do the facials at home. And my whole philosophy now is like bringing facials home in a box. You know, it's like, yeah, it's one thing when you have a cleanser and a toner, but you also need a modality. So my whole thing now is really about bringing that home and that experience home so that you can get the results you've always dreamt of, you know, at home.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Can you say modalities like 800 more times, please? I absolutely love
you try to say
that.
You
modalities. I can't do it. I can't do
it. You did it. You did great.
Did I try?
Yeah. Okay, so speaking of products that you're using at home,
yes.
What are your favorite skincare brands?
Well, obviously, George Louise. I made them because they're professional. And I realized that back then, there wasn't really, you know, a professional graded product on the market. There's lots of like mass consumer products, but the ingredients weren't really as strong. So I wanted to create my hero products for my own line, which includes hyaluronic acids and vitamin A, an AHA cleanser and an oil. Other than my line, obviously I love La Mer, and you know, it's there is definitely something really beautiful about that miracle broth, and particularly the concentrate. It's my all-time favorite serum from La Mer. It really is something that is so powerful and incredible. I also love Biologique Recherche. You know, listen, it stinks, it's great. You know, it's like, it's very intensive stuff that works. It's really a treatment for your skin at home. You can really home in and bespoke and cocktail up serums. I'm all about a good cocktail.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So for Biologique Recherche, it's really a wonderful product to use.
For P50, which one do you like, the just normal P50?
I would say the normal one.
Yeah.
Because the P50 is like a little bit more of a like paint stripper.
Yeah.
And it depends on, like, a lot of people are quite sensitive to it. So start with the regular.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to ask that because I feel like so many of our listeners ask us about P50 and they just like destroy their skin because they don't know how to use it.
Yeah.
How would you recommend, like,
this is a problem that I think as well, is that you're right. Like, people will go overboard because, you know, you get used to like this, like, of course your skin's going to feel amazing. You know, when you have a lag wax,
yeah,
you can't stop touching your skin. You're like, oh my God, that feels incredible.
I was like, totally.
It's like, yeah. P50. You're like, oh my God, my skin feels incredible. It's smooth, like a baby's bottom. But the problem is, when you over exfoliate and then you end up with all these other complications.
Yeah.
So I always tell people to get your cotton rounds and wet them.
Oh, okay.
So you're like weakly.
So you're diluting it a little bit,
right? Okay. So then you're not going to, like, you know, over exfoliate your skin. And don't rub it. Go dab, 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 dab,
pat.
Dab, 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 pat, pat, pat. Yeah.
Pat, pat, pat. Yeah.
So that's it. So okay. That's my advice. And start with regular.
Okay.
If you're super sensitive, then you can go for P50W.
And that's like...
That's like gentler version. Like, it's not as active, less percentages of the active ingredients.
Okay. Oh, P50W. Okay, yeah. Great. So that's
good
the,
to know.
The easier on the skin one.
If you want to like start...
Yeah.
When you're a little sensitive, start lightly.
Okay.
But I love the diluting it with the
water.
Yeah,
that's a really good tip.
That's great.
And then the dabbing, not the rubbing.
Okay, so La Mer, obviously your own line, and then
Biologique
Recherche. Anything else that you just love?
There's a lot of you know, professional brands that you wouldn't see because you can't buy them on, you know, Violet Grey, for example, and Net-a-Porter, but I absolutely adore a brand called Environ.
Oh yeah, me too.
Environ is South African. It was created by a surgeon, and he's the sweetest guy, Dr. Daz Fernandez. He created this line for children with skin cancer.
Wow, yeah, I didn't realize that.
So it's really just to help children like get their skin in better shape. So actually, the whole line is designed for children as well. So the moisturizer is for babies. Which, did you know?
I didn't.
There you go.
That's such a great, I love that story. And I feel like every person that I trust with my skin talks about Environ, and that their retinol is one of the best, in my opinion.
I think, you know, his whole thing is about is vitamin A, right? Mm-hmm. So you have retinol A, palmitate or acetate, depending on which version you're taking. But it really is the holy grail of our skin. You know, we all need it as an antioxidant and also as a product to stimulate our skin and exfoliate our skin. So he really is like the miracle who paved the way in creating a liposomed vitamin A, which basically means the vitamin A is encapsulated so that when it goes into the skin, it doesn't burn or irritate your skin.
Mm.
Whereas a lot of the regular retinols on the market, it's just in a lotion and you put it on and you wake up really red.
Totally.
So he really pioneered the way of like safe products for home care.
Okay.
But you can buy it on George Louis's website. You can
come
into the atelier and get it there. Or, you know, some great estheticians carry the line as well. But I love, love, love that product. I've been using it since I was 18.
I mean, and your skin is fabulous,
obviously.
Do you still make the little hyaluronic acid tablets?
oh, you know, I sold out and I wanted to get investments to make more. Did you love them?
I loved them. She made these hyaluronic, they looked like little pills, and yeah.
you
would
break them.
You would mix them with her serum
yeah.
and then put them on your face, and literally it instantly plumped my skin.
Yeah, it was an amazing thing. And I think that, you know, of any, like, you know, small company, like, you do a great thing, and now I sold out, so now I'm trying to get more investments.
Totally.
But the great thing about it was that it was freeze-dried. And so if you imagine, you know, 5 serums in your bathroom cabinet, you shrink it and you freeze-dry it, you have this incredible potent tablet that is like literally having 5 bottles of serum on your face.
Yeah.
And the wonderful thing about freeze-dried is that there's no other ingredients in it. It's just a pure form. So it's just incredible. So I'm excited to continue that journey.
I think that's the future of skincare. Like, you're right there. Definitely on the forefront of that. If I had the money, I would be investing in that.
Hey, get back to us.
Anyone want to, yeah. You want
Los
to be,
Angeles
hey,
in 2020, exactly. Maybe yeah. we'll make
Please reach out to Los Angeles if you would like to get in touch with Georgia, and we will happily put you in touch, because these were, like, I was so sad when I ran out, because I'm like, these are effing amazing. So congratulations on that.
That's awesome. Thank
they were amazing. What skincare ingredient do you think universally is best for all skin types and all ages?
Yeah, I mean, I honestly would have to say there's so many, and it's hard to really determine like one key ingredient.
Mm-hmm.
Vitamin C.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, it's for all ages. It's for all skincare. It's your antioxidant. And in the world that we live in today, we all need a good antioxidant. It's like the antidote to our skin.
It's like the crystal for your face.
It really is. It gives you the glass skin. It does. It gives you that glass skin. It clears up your skin. It's a really wonderful product.
Do you have a favorite one? Yours?
Mine actually in my vitamin A serum.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, many brands carry different vitamin C's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love it.
Okay.
We talk about vitamin C a lot because yeah. We both love it.
And it's something that we always recommend everyone has in their skincare routine.
And it's not just for brightening, like you said. Right. It's not, I mean, it does brighten your skin, but the antioxidants, it does so much more.
Mm-hmm.
It does so much more than that. And I think, as you know, right, like, you can get some that aren't in its true form. Like, there's different types of, like, vitamin C.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them just don't work so well. Mm. So the powder ones are great, or the ones that are, you know, in the small vial are the best ones, because, yeah. you know, like, they sort of like oxidize quite quickly.
Totally. Yeah. You activate it yourself.
I yes. spilled my CE Ferulic bottle the other day, and it was like, I was like, like, yes. I screamed, and Matt ran into the room. He's like, what happened?
There is
all over my carpet.
Pop-up happening across the street with Who, What, Where.
Okay. Yeah.
And they're giving away free beauty products all weekend, and it includes CE Ferulic.
Where? I need to run right
literally
now.
I'm no, not kidding.
I love to try it's
literally right across the street. Yeah. It's like,
unfortunately,
it's like
for people
box.
listening, it'll be over,
yeah, it'll
by,
be over
the time.
By the time you guys hear this, but I like posted all over my Instagram, yeah. So I'm like, you guys are missing out if you're not going to this pop-up.
Yeah.
But yeah,
amazing.
If you like want to go, I mean, not like you need to, but yeah. if you need to stock up, they have a ton of product for you. Okay, so we're going to finish things off. This has been a lovely conversation, by the way.
It's just nice to refresh, isn't it?
Oh, my gosh.
Myself, just to, like, think about things.
You're so knowledgeable.
Yes.
Like, we could talk to you for hours.
Truly.
I'll come back anytime.
Please.
Like, if ever you have a dying question or, like, more things. Because, you know, beauty is continuously, like, being innovative, right? There's always new things coming out.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And you also, for me especially, finding a trusted voice that
yes.
has been doing this for quite a long time.
Oh, wait. I have a question on that note.
Yeah.
For 2020, like, what do you think is going to be the big skincare trend?
Ooh.
Devices. You know, I think that now you're going to see a lot more devices happening. I think you're going to see a lot of epigenetics, which basically is like, you know, working with our DNA and working to reverse our aging. It's going to be a huge thing. Stem cells and devices, 100%.
It's like democratizing beauty even more than it has been the past 10 years. Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
So your latest launch is the Hollywood EGF Microneedle Therapy System, which you mentioned a little bit about earlier. Explain how that works, and who is it best for? Like, who is the ideal person to pick this up?
Yeah, so I created this kit because what I realized is that a lot of the microneedling systems out there aren't very sterile, and you end up, you know, rolling your skin, and then, like, well, how do I clean this thing?
Mm.
And then you wonder why you have a breakout 2 days later. Well, because you really didn't clean it properly. And I don't expect people at home to clean things properly. You're not professional.
Yeah.
So that was the first thing I realized. The second thing I realized is that a lot of us don't know what pressure to use. So you end up overdoing it or scratching your skin. And then I see clients walking in and they have scratch marks. Well, that really annoys me, right? I'm like, what are you doing? Like, I've spent my life looking after you. And I mean, you know, I get really angry.
Totally.
But in a nice way.
No, she's like,
honestly,
she'll like chastise you, but and she means it, but also like in a cute way.
With her eyes.
Yeah.
I put my clients straight.
Good, you need to.
I have to coach them through these things. Mm-hmm. I end up being their coach. Totally. Where's your hat?
Yeah.
And you will.
Are they like FaceTiming you at home? Like being like,
I'm on that Snapchat, you know. I'm like, what's the other one that people use now?
Oh, TikTok?
TikTok? No, Instagram stories?
Oh, gosh, what? No, it's the one that the story you record and then...
Oh, the chat. Oh, the one that you send back and forth. Yes. Like a walkie-talkie?
Yeah.
Oh, I have that.
Anyway, what? I get that all the time. Wow. We'll show you after.
Okay, boomer. I'm so old. Like, yeah, geez.
Marco Polo.
Yes. Oh my goodness, you had it. Yeah.
Yes.
So all the time.
It's like basically you're sending video and then they'll get, it's like a message, video messaging. But right. Then it's not like FaceTime where you're bothering them and they can, you know, record, like respond at their own time. And it's not like Snapchat or Instagram stories because it won't go away.
Right.
Interesting. I literally have never heard of this.
Marco Polo.
I feel so out of the loop.
Everyone's using Marco Polo these days.
I use that with my best friend who lives in Melbourne because it's like, because of the time difference, it's so hard, but we'll like get the message. Anyways, long advertisement for Marco Polo.
Okay, yeah, definitely. Well, I'm learning about it now.
Next client.
Boomer.
Boomer. Okay, so on that note, you created this system.
Yes. So the system really was designed so that you can get professional results at home. So the needles are for one-time use. They're sterilizable, so you just throw them away. So the whole kit's sterilizable. There's no need to wash, clean, or do anything with it. They're like made from plastic because it takes the edge away from real needles, so they're softer on the skin. Mm. It also has LED red light. So when you're doing a treatment, you're also bringing in the red light to the area as well.
Great.
Which is beautiful. Mm-hmm. And then I made a shield so that when you pop on the shield, there's no way you can, you know, like go crazy and lawnmower your face off and create scratch marks. Because no matter how heavy-handed you are, you're not going to scratch your skin.
Great.
And then, of course, you know, I have a love affair with galvanic. Mm-hmm. So I added galvanic into it as well.
Wow.
So it's three modalities in one.
That's amazing. Oh my gosh. So walk me through doing this to myself at home.
Yeah. Step one.
Step one.
Clean your skin.
Beautiful. Done.
Step two, use EGF serum.
Okay.
Step three.
This is so sexy.
This is sexy. Well, I'm going to listen to this later.
Step three. So funny. Step three, use the micro needles on your skin with the LED red light. So you go all over the skin, up and down, horizontal, vertical.
Okay.
After you've done the micro needling, step four is galvanic current. Okay. So you put more EGF serum in, and then you're massaging in the galvanic to push the product deeper into the dermis.
And then what does it, oh, we're on your website right now. What does it look like? Like, let's describe it.
It's like a really sexy white tool. That's
very sexy.
And it's just really, it's not intimidating at all.
Yeah, it looks like.
It looks very easy to use.
It's one button. You and the idea is that the needles, like, literally, you just, like, twist in. And you twist off to remove. And also the galvanic attachment, which is the head, you just click in and you click off. It's that easy.
That's great.
I mean, it's not intimidating everyone. Like, my clients do it. They love it. It's really easy to use.
So it comes with the actual gadget, three heads.
It comes with three heads.
And then the serum.
And the needles.
And the needles.
So you're getting that for, how much is it on the
website? $395.
Yeah. And typically, you know, for a facial of this nature, if it's like PRP or microneedling, they start from like $500 upwards. To do this by yourself at home, the beauty of this one is that it's automatic, meaning that you're getting the oscillation rate. And oscillation means it's penetrating 1,000 times a minute. So if you imagine when you roll your skin at home with a roller, you're not getting as many needles. But with this one, you're getting a lot of needle penetration, which is creating, you know, that flush of, like, you know, stimulation to the skin and encouraging that cell renewal process.
And I'm reading here on the website, it says that sterilized plastic needles, like you said, which is great, and they're free of BPA, and they follow the 0.25 millimeter guidelines.
Yeah, that's the thing I find. I'm sure maybe you may even have, like at home, maybe a roller that's 0.5. A lot of my clients go on Amazon Prime, which now apparently is a North Pole. My son thinks, like, Amazon Prime is a North Pole. So I'm like... I think it's so sweet. And then you end up buying like strong things because you think, well, I'm not feeling this 0.25.
Right.
I'm going to get the big guns out. And then it's too much. Your skin's not deep. Your skin's superficial. Stop. You don't need anything deeper than 0.25.
Okay, so that's smart.
Are your celebrity clients using this at home?
Yeah, they love it. It's like, this was the holy grail for them. This was a treatment that really put me on the map. This was a treatment that they come back for time and time again now that they can do this at home.
Because, like, so, they're probably traveling a lot, can't see you, you're traveling. Right. So then it's like a good thing to do in between appointments.
It's right in betweeny, and it's just a great maintenance, and it just, you know, above and beyond. The serum is incredible. It's 5 polypeptides, which create the EGF, copper, and green tea. So really calming and soothing. And the beauty of it as well is that you can use a device every day to infuse all of your expensive serums, because we all know that when you come in for a facial, we're using machines to penetrate these ingredients in. Now you have it at home.
Yes.
You switch it on to the green light, and then it will just infuse all the serums into your skin.
All right.
First of all, I love you. Second of all,
it's mutual. So mutual.
Thank you for coming. And, like, I mean, I know that you had such a small window to make this happen, and we're just so thankful to have you. You're a breath of fresh air, so knowledgeable, and I just, like, truly adore you.
And we learned, like, 20 things from you in just this, like, 40-minute conversation.
And, by the way, I don't know if people tell you this, and you should know this if you don't already, but you're so well-spoken and just so great at delivering the information, so thank you.
That's really nice.
In a way that, like, we can all understand.
Sometimes I don't even think that. Sometimes I think, am I stuttering? Do I talk too fast?
No.
That's really nice to hear.
You're so pleasant. Like, it's like such a
good.
And, like, you, like, really easy to understand. Like, all of us, I think, will walk away and not feel intimidated by all these things that you...
Hearing this, you know, you learn something from it. It's good advice.
Yeah. Totally. Okay, Georgia, where can people find you online?
GeorgiaLouise.com.
Yes.
You can also Instagram GeorgiaLouiseSK for skincare.
Of course.
You can find me in LA and in New York.
Yes. And if you guys get the chance, especially, I mean, obviously I've been to the location in New York. It is beautiful. I saw Shannon the last time I was there. She is fab. Like, gave me a really great facial massage. So, love her. If you guys get the chance, come to Melrose Place because it's cute overall. Like, Violet Gray's over here.
So much over
come
here.
So much over here. You can have lunch upstairs. Come in for a facial. My team here are incredible. We do the inside-out massage now as well. So you can get the massage, internal massage, which is incredible.
Oh, my God. I need that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they will come and get that.
The buckle massage.
Okay.
Come and see us at Albright.
Yes.
Thank you,
Georgia.
Much.
It was so great to chat with you. Guys, as always, you can find us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. You guys, you know the handles by now. If not, Gloss_Angeles on Instagram. Twitter is GlossAngelesPod. Trust me, once they release those usernames on Twitter from all those dormant accounts, I'm getting a uniform social handle for
but for now
Gloss_Pod. And then find us on Facebook. We have an amazing Facebook group where we talk all about skincare, all about makeup, and all about hair, and have amazing recommendations. So just search Gloss Angeles on Facebook, and we will see you next week.
Thanks. Bye. Guys, bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.